thoughts about our relationship with time. The transition between fall and winter always reminds me of some sort of dramatic estuary of time. The overlapping and co-mingling of fall's blue skies and yellow aspen leaves with an early season snowstorm that leaves the pine and fir trees snowflocked creates within me an excitement for things to come, namely cross-country skiing. But those feelings aren't always positive. Occasionally, they manifest as anxiety. This is usually based on me either running out of time or totally neglecting to prepare for, physically and mentally, the inbound snowstorms of the upcoming winter. This year, my emotions have been a mix of the two. By the time fall came to a screeching halt on November 1st, with Tahoe's first really significant snowstorm, I had checked many of the boxes on my to-do list. I was relieved that I was finished with the backyard shed, got my Jeep back from the mechanic, and stored and tarped all of the lawn furniture and firewood, but I put the finishing touches on these winter preparations literally the day before that storm hit. So although I completed the most critical tasks just in time, I had no breathing room left whatsoever. This month's newsletter was one of the many fun projects from my to-do list that did not get checked off. It's not a time-sensitive thing, I realize, but I do like sending it before the midpoint of any given month. For this oversight, however, I'll blame cross-country skiing. That's because soon after the snow started falling, I was skiing in it, and I have the YouTube videos to prove it. Honestly, though, the real reason behind my failure to publish this newsletter earlier and complete many other fun goals is because my brains were fried by the time October came to a close. I was frustrated that those house projects and vehicle repairs took so long, occupied so much space in my mind, and depleted much of my savings, so I needed a break afterward from doing anything of consequence. Thankfully, that new snow provided me an opportunity to play and therefore relieve some stress. I know this sounds ridiculous, like I'm lamenting my first world problems, but I've never done well with many of the quote-unquote normal aspects of life to which most people never give a second thought. Stuff like holding a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday office job, spending my day off shopping and running errands, wrenching on a vehicle over the weekend, or even just tending to the yard in the evenings after work. It's not that I don't participate in those activities to one degree or another, I do obviously, but I've never made them priorities in my life. Rather, I've been trying to build some sort of non-traditional, creative-oriented lifestyle ever since I graduated college back in 1999. And believe it or not, there aren't many blueprints or career paths in which to follow in order to be successful in this particular pursuit. Often, they're passion-fueled, so the challenge to succeed becomes even more evident when, for years, you don't really have a clear vision for the long term. What is it that you want to do or say? How do you want to make your impact? Unfortunately, much of my life experience revolves around throwing a lot of stuff at the walls with very little of it actually sticking. Well, at least up until a few years ago when I started building Tahoe Trail Guide and my YouTube channel. The one thing that has always stuck with me, though, is the importance of time. I would argue that time is one of the most critical factors contributing to a person's success in any given endeavor. I'm not saying that you need all the time in the world. You just need enough, because regardless of pursuit, it takes a long time to establish healthy behaviors, find your rhythm, or to just get good at anything. But how much time is enough? Well, that's the million-dollar question. If we knew exactly how much time we needed to achieve a life filled with passion or a state of existence that's fulfilling and meaningful, for example, we could just plan and prepare accordingly. We could carve out from our daily routine the exact amount of time it would take to reach that goal. Then we could just plug away at it, a little every day. Or if we didn't have enough time within our regular schedule, we could maybe raise enough money to buy us enough time to set our plan in motion and see it through to the end. The latter option is in the realm of venture capitalists and startups, right? So it's not that far-fetched. But what's the success rate of that equation, and how much are we willing to financially gamble on our endeavor? So what about that first option, the one about building into our everyday schedule a plan for achieving our goals and embracing our passions? Basically, we're just going to work with the time we have, regardless of how limited it is. Now, keep in mind that this is all based on the assumption that you're not already living this passion-filled life through your existing job or career or lifestyle. Congrats if you've already achieved this. I actually know a few people who knew exactly what they wanted out of life from an early age, and they went after it. But I'm not one of those people, so for the rest of us who are just trying to figure it out, the problem with setting aside time each day to pursue your passion is often way easier said than done. Ask anyone working a full-time job and raising a family, or who's hamstrung by loads of debt and has to work multiple jobs. then throw in an organized evening activity or two each week, and your time is up. This brings me to a subsequent and the most important lesson that I've learned over the years regarding time. Except for a few brief periods in my life where I threw all caution to the wind, I've tried to incorporate into my schedule those passion-filled activities a little each day. This is not an easy thing to do, but not only for the typical reasons that I previously stated. Rather, regardless of your life circumstances, everyone and everything will try to steal your time. I don't mean to sound conspiratorial here, but the universe simply won't tolerate a void. The minute you create space or an environment in which to pursue your passion, stuff is going to rush into that same space and try to fill it up. This may not be an intentional act on anyone or anything's part, but it happens constantly. So if you want to start making a shift in your life en route to pursuing your passion, you have to fiercely protect what little time you have. You have to guard against all of those outside forces trying to encroach upon your time. On the other hand, probably the greatest time thief that you'll have to defend against is your own thoughts and impulses. Succumbing to those internal factors is probably my greatest regret of this whole experience because I know better than to allow frustration and despair to take hold. And realistically, everything I addressed this fall was necessary, so it's not like the time was actually wasted. It was just a harsh reminder that we have to actively work at protecting and preserving what little time we have on this earth. I was also reminded that, although we can't travel back in time or recover any time that we may have lost, we can take comfort in the belief that everything happens at the right time, in the right place, and in the right sequence.